Sabbath. Thank you. Well, I hope you guys are all having a nice day. I wanted to say hi. I have two kids that are at home that are sick, so my wife is home with them, so I wanted to say hi to them. And my son, my oldest son, is in Kansas, so I wanted to say hi to him too. I think they heard I was speaking today, so they all skedaddled. So every time around this year, we hear about New Year's resolutions, right? It's January 1st. People say they want to make resolutions. They want to make a change in their life for something, you know, that they think needs to make a change, something that they hope to grow on in their lives. And along this same line of thinking, I was thinking about how, as we as Christians, can we apply this into our lives? As a Christian, what is it that we want to change within our lives? Today, I want to put forth that one thing that we can think about changing is being different. As a Christian, we know that we are called to be different. There are scriptures in the Bible that talk about, you know, we are not to be of this world, or that we have been taken out of this world. Do we take that seriously? Is that something that we actually think about in our growth? Do we act different from everybody else that is in this world? Or are we just the same as other people in this world and just act the same way that other people act in this world? Do we really take it seriously that we should not be the same, that we are to be different, and that we are called to be different in this world, that we are expected to actually transform into change? So to start off with, let's go ahead and turn over to Romans chapter 12. We'll start looking here in Romans chapter 12, and we're going to read the first two verses that are in that chapter. And in verse number 1, it says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service." And then verse 2, it says, "And be not fashioned according to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So we can see from this verse that we are to come out of this world, right? We're not supposed to act like the people in this world or act like the ideologies that are inside of this world, and that we are to change, and that we are to be transformed by God's word and by God, you know, speaking to us through his word. And it's kind of interesting reading this. You know, if we believe God's word and we believe the Bible and believe this scripture right here, if we are not doing this, if we are not actually different, if we're not making these changes, then we're not worshiping God properly. And I think that's kind of a serious thing for us to think about and make sure that we are doing properly. And I think, you know, it's funny at times, you know, we go to church, we listen to messages, we listen to sermons at home. I think most of the time we know the things that are right. We know what God is telling us to do and what he is asking us to do and the type of transformation we should have in our lives. But at times we fight against that. That human nature wants us to fight against that. And, you know, when writing this, it kind of reminds me of the toys, the Transformers. And I actually brought one here today. This is a rescue bot transformer if you're in the know. But it's a little like fire truck right here, and then you can change it. This like flips out and it changes into a little robot right there. I'll put him right here so he can guard and protect us. But this transformer right here, it makes me think about us transforming in our lives. Now, the difference with this robot right here is it really doesn't have any say in being transformed. Some of them are kind of hard to transform, but if I want to transform this robot, I'm going to make a change. I'm going to change its pieces. You know, the different parts of its body may be different things, like the tire may become an arm or something like that. But we have a choice. God has given us that choice in our lives. And so when God is trying to transform us, when God is trying to change us, do we fight against that? Do we fight against God trying to help us out in our lives? Do we want to fit in so much in this world that even though we know what is right or what God is trying to teach us, that instead we kind of push back on that? So from the verse that we read there in Romans, you know, we can see that we need to not conform to what the world is doing. And I have three kind of simple steps that I wanted to lay out today that we can do to help us to be a little bit different than what the world is. And the first step I want to talk about is just having a self-evaluation, a self-reflection of yourself. We need to look at our actions. We need to see, are we different? Or are we just doing the same things that the rest of the world is doing in our life? Are we doing what God is actually telling us? Or once again, are we kind of like trying to fight against that, trying to make it our own way? We need to really have a good self-evaluation with the help of God and praying to God to see what in our lives we need to change, what it is that we actually need to fix so that we can be different from this world, so that we can have the transformation that is expected of us. How do we present ourselves when we're not here at church? You know, you've heard it in other messages. We come to church, we probably put kind of our best like face on when we come here. You know, how do you present yourself when you're at work, when you're outside in the world, or when you're with family, or with your group of friends that you hang out with? Are we negative like the world? You know, this world is so negative at times, and I'm sure that, you know, we all notice that, and we notice how much that it affects people, how it gets people down and kind of has this bad attitude that people can get. But you know what? We can be different from that. We don't have to follow that way. We can be a positive light within this world. You know, we can love our enemies. That's one of those verses in the Bible that is so hard to read sometimes, but it's something that we need to do and something that God is telling us to do. We can be the ones that actually smile at people during the day and say hi to them as we're passing them in the store. And, you know, that example right there, super small thing that we can do, just saying hi or waving to somebody. But they may not see that all day. They may not get that from anybody else throughout the rest of the day. And we can be that small light to them throughout the day and reflection of what God is to somebody else out here in the world. So after we get done with step number one, with our self-reflection, step number two is we need to actually make the changes that need to be made. We need to be humble enough that we can submit to God, submit to his word, submit to what it is that he wants us to do so that we can transform. I think, you know, when we kind of fight against that at times, I think as human natures, we think that we can balance what we want to do with what God wants to do. And I think it sounds good in our heads for a little while, be like, yeah, I think this sort of works. But we're not living to that full life that we can have if we follow what God says. We're not going to get that fullness that we can get if we're actually following God's way. And we're not letting him transform us like I was able to transform this robot right here. We have to be humble to be able to submit to him, to be able to submit to his words, to be able to submit to his teachings and believe what it is that he teaches and actually put that into practice. Go ahead and turn to 2 Corinthians, just a couple of books over here. We're going to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And then we're going to go down to verse 18. So 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And then we are going to be looking at verse 18 there. And verse 18 says, "But we all, with unveiled face beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord the Spirit." Is this where we are getting those guidelines from? Are we looking to God to have ourselves transformed, or are we looking to somewhere else? You know, there's things in this world that I love. I love seeing movies. I love playing video games, and I get excited when there's like a new trailer coming out. Like there was a new Superman trailer that came out about a week ago. I was psyched to see that trailer when it came out. And I get excited when there's a video game that's coming out in a series that I like. But nothing is wrong with that. Those are all good things. I think God has given us a mind where we can be creative and we can have these hobbies and we can like these things. But where am I putting my mental energy into? I know that there are times in my life where I get more excited about those things that I'm actually getting excited about reading God's word or trying to learn from God. And that's where you kind of get that imbalance there in your life. And it's something that we need to be aware of. So when we're doing that evaluation of ourselves, is that something maybe we need to change within our lives? Where are we putting our energy predominantly throughout our daily life? And then the third step. So after we've done our self-evaluation, after we've submitted ourselves to God and make those changes, I think we need to expect a change in our lives. God has told us that if we follow his word, if we do the things that he says, that he is going to transform us. And we should expect a change. And that's honestly an exciting thing to think that he can change us and that we can make a change in our life. So look forward to that. Look forward to that change with excitement. Be excited, you know, for the fruits that you will see by following God and listening to him. You know, we want to do what he says, and we want to hear, and we want to believe what God says. So we need to actually put into practice all the things so that we can see that transformation in our lives. So what each of us needs, you know, to make a change to be different in this world is going to be different, right? Some of us have, you know, benefits. Like some of us may say hi every single day to everybody, where to somebody else, that's going to be something that's going to be a little bit harder. So only you can find that out with the help of God by doing that self-reflection to know what actually needs to be changed within your life. And I gave a couple of examples, kind of a small examples, but I wanted to get a couple more just to get your mind thinking about how we can be different in this world. So when we are online, you know, online's a big thing, something that most of us are involved in. Do we put people down instead of loving them? You know, we all know those friends that are putting stuff online that always seems like it's negative. Or we know those friends that are posting articles online that seem like they just want to get in an argument to, you know, prove their point if you make a comment on that. And it's tiring. It's tiring to read that. It's not uplifting. It's not something that is encouraging. But do our friends maybe think that that is us, you know, within that friend group? Are we the ones that are doing that if we're not seeing those in other people? You know, are we putting other people down? We have no idea where those people are in their path with God. We have absolutely no idea where they're going to be working with God. So we don't really have the right to be putting them down and to belittle them in that way. But when we go online and we subject people to that kind of ridicule, when we're putting them down, even if like your friends do it or your family, they all agree with you, be different. We're called to be different. Be that person that's not going to post those kind of things online. And can we take that even farther and become positive in this really negative world like I talked about? Do we ask God to actually show us how we can help and how we can love our enemies? You know, like I said, I know that that is a tough one, but once again, it is something that God has asked us to do and something that we need to do. Do we pray for peace every day? Do we wake up every morning excited for the opportunity to get God's Spirit and to help, you know, that Spirit to help us to have that positive attitude, to have that peace in this world? Do we look forward to that? Are we different in that way? Do we have a different mindset when we wake up in the morning instead of being negative, that we instead look forward to the changes that we can make each and every day? Do we put ourselves in other people's shoes? Do we have that empathy for other people? It's all things we need to ask ourselves. It's things we need to think about in our lives. Are we patient with people? Think about, you know, people that profess to be Christians, but maybe don't follow exactly what it is that we know is the truth. Are we impatient with those people? Do we expect them to make a change immediately? Once again, we don't know where they are on their path with God. We don't know if God has called them at this time or not, but do we get impatient? Do we expect them to make a change immediately to follow what it is that, you know, we know is right? That doesn't seem very fair for them, and I don't think it's going to be very edifying for them either in their spiritual growth. You know, and that's how the world is, right? If the world is, if you see somebody that has a different approach or a different way of thinking, you want them to change right away. You want them to change right away and you get aggravated. What about when we call customer service? Ooh, this is a hard one sometimes, right? You got to call customer service and you're just like ready to talk to this person. And you want to talk to them like they have personally attacked you and your family and possibly your dog. But they haven't. And we need to not treat them that way. They're just doing their job. Once again, small thing, but let's be that light to them when we talk to them. And what about some of those touchy subjects, right? When people are asking us about our beliefs, when people ask us about the acceptance of things like LGBTQ, or, you know, if you are going to school and you don't play games on Saturday, and somebody comes up and asks you, why do you not play games on Saturday? Do you shy away before giving an answer? Now, once again, God has to call people. You're probably not going to change their minds. You might. You might be that seed that God is using. So you don't have to have an entire sermon created for them so that you can just kind of spill out to them when they ask the question. But we need to be confident. We need to be confident in God's words. Be confident in what it is that we believe and be able to give them that answer. And it may make us look different. And that's okay. That's what God is telling us that we need to do, that we need to be different from the rest of this world. And it's going to give them something to think. And maybe in the future, they can think back and be like, oh yeah, they were kind of different with that. So now is the time. You know, I think with New Year's resolutions, it's kind of been proven those don't always work, you know, trying to set like a certain date like that. But as Christians though, and with God's help and with God's Spirit, we can set out to make a change. And we can set out to be different from the rest of this world. So let's reflect upon what we need to change in our lives, then let's submit to God so that we can get the answers from him and actually make that change. And then after that, let's be excited about that change that is going to happen in our life, because it is. It's going to be something that is exciting. It's going to be something that's good. And let's be happy we're different. I remember being younger, being different was a bad thing. But as I've gotten older, it's kind of a cool thing when you think what it's for, you know, that it's for God. You know, be happy that we can be that light. Once again, just saying hi or waving to somebody, it can be such a little thing, but it can make such a difference to somebody. And think about, we may be the only person in their entire life that they run across that is following God's true plan. Like, what a thought that is. So let's be that example that God wants us to be to them. And be that example of showing what it's like actually following God's true way. So let's take advantage of this. Let's make a change in our life. Let's be excited about being different. Let's be like this transformer that is up here on this stage. Let's let God be able to change us, to allow us to transform so that we can be different within this world. Let's be open to that change. Let's be open to being transformed by God. And let's be those people that are in this world that when somebody does talk to us or somebody does run across us, wherever it is, that they say, you know what? They were different.